My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll get back to your Lions season predictions today at 12:05. Let's get right back to your phone calls. We go to Pedro in Clarkston. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Pedro.
How you doing?
What's up?
I think everybody knows what's going to happen in the game. I think Texas is going to stop the run, and they're going to double Michigan's say tight end, and they're going to make them a shotgun throwing team. I think the defense is good enough to keep them in the game as long as Warren don't throw no picks. And they play the field and time of possession, I think they have a good chance.
Well, I mean, not turning it over. If you can win some games with a less than productive offense and a great defense and great special teams, but you can't afford to turn it over. Like, okay, let's go through the worst case scenario for Michigan. If it is the worst case scenario and the offense is really going to struggle this year, then they're Iowa. That Iowa team didn't last year would have come dangerously close to making the playoffs. Now, that Iowa team last year didn't play the schedule Michigan's playing, and you don't want to be that. That's the worst case scenario. But, early in the year, you got to scheme up and just find a way. You got to find a way.
It's just one game, though. I mean,
well, it is, and that's what's weird to get used to in this new world of college football is they probably got to split those four games and have no other slip up. They split the Texas, USC, Oregon, Ohio State games and have
we
no
will
other slip ups.
When Texas makes them a shotgun is offense because they're going to stop the run. They're going to make them use a shotgun.
I'm sure Michigan's going to want to run it. Sherrone Moore's thing is smash, but they ran a lot out of shotgun last week anyway. They run a lot of shotgun as it is. Let's go to Dennis next on 97.1. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Long hey, time, first time.
Thank
All
you.
All right, awesome.
Hey, how's this? What if we take Donovan Edwards, give him limited carries, or maybe even no carries, as it turns out, and put Alex Orji in the backfield? I mean, he's a running back anyway.
Do you mean as a running back?
He does have the potential to throw a pass here or there.
You're talking about as a running back or just more snaps at quarterback?
Put him back as a running back. Let him take Donovan Edwards' spot.
Well, I mean, if that's the kind of thing that they're going to break out special for this game. I mean, the thing about Dono is he might have a huge impact in this game, but not as a ball carrier, but as a receiver out of the backfield. And so
can Alex catch the ball?
I don't know about Orji catching the ball, but I'm talking about Donovan Edwards. I have no idea. But look, I mean, you might have a whole bunch of tricks up your sleeve, and maybe they break something out for this game.
So he wants to bench Dono, is what he's saying.
Sounds like it. 248-539-9797.
I'm going to roll with that.
You completely.
You know you lost them, Doug, right?
When I did. Soon as I said it, I'm like, that's a huge mistake. Some people call him that. And I could tell as soon as I said it, we completely lost Gator. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
Nah, I listened to the whole call. Bench Dono to put Orji in the backfield and have Warren play quarterback, right? You can do all types of things. Pitch it to Orji and he could throw the ball. I'm surprised he didn't suggest put Dono at wide receiver.
I'm not suggesting anything.
No, not you. Yeah. I thought the caller might maybe, you know, because there's nobody that's really separating themselves as a wide
receiver.
Is calling
somebody Donovan Dono like all that earth-shattering?
No, but it's the first time on this show that you have.
Okay.
So when I hear it and it's different, yes, I'm going to latch on to it. It's okay.
All right. Yeah.
I'm a little poking fun, but it just gets into the psyche. You're the play-by-play guy, man. You're getting comfortable with these guys. Mikey Sane, we're still, that's your man. I know that.
He wanted to be called Mike.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Dono, though.
Dono.
And you got to know Dono to call him Dono.
I think you got to know Dono. Right?
Well, I know him.
So is it only you can call him?
No, I've heard him referred to as Dono before in the building. So, look, I apologize for doing that.
Why?
I've lost you.
Why would you ever lost me?
I've gone nowhere. To myself
I'm
because
right
I
here.
Lost you.
And I always will be. Yeah. I've gone nowhere. I'm right here for the ride, man. I'm right here alongside you.
Mm-hmm.
29-1. I'm with you.
It is 29-1. tomorrow forecast could make a difference. It is expected to be windy somewhat, 14 miles per hour. So it could come down to keeping the ball on the ground a little bit more.
Is it going
to
be wet or no?
Doesn't look like it, but this has a chance to be a great fall day. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, high of 62. Chance of rain, according to weather.com, is 14%.
How cold do you have the hourly?
I can look up the hourly.
What's it like at 8 o'clock in the morning?
With the beginning of tailgating?
Yeah.
Tailgaters, be prepared for 48 degrees at 8 a.m. 48 degrees at 8 a.m.
That's brisk.
That is brisk.
50 by 9, 53 by 10, 55 by 11, 57 at kick.
That is a fall day.
Yeah. As long as the sun's out, we could have a good one.
Yeah. The wind. The wind can be tricky, though.
If it's 48 degrees and windy, whew.
Yeah, for the fans, right.
Yeah.
For the game itself, wind being a factor plays to Michigan's favor.
I would say it probably does. But anything you can get. 248-539-9797. Bridge is in Farmington on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bridge.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bridge.
How you been?
Good.
Great.
You?
Okay, I've been good.
Good.
So I got a prediction for the Lions.
Let's go.
I like them at going 14-3. And one of the reasons, the biggest reason, of course, is their defense. I think they went from below average to above average on defense. Mm. I don't think they're a great team yet on defense, but they're above average. The secondary and the line improvements, I think that'll make a huge difference. And they did get a little better on offense also. They were pretty good last year. But with JMO, I expect a lot more than we had last year. So, considering everything else, and I know what sort of the Lions, you know. So, I'd say they go 14-3. Now, I won't jinx the Lions and say the S word, but I will say they'll be the last man standing.
They will be the last man standing?
That's what he said.
So yeah. you don't want to say it out loud. You'll just say they're the last man standing. All right.
Right.
I'll quote it. So we write this down. Last man standing.
Look, I I don't think we need to hide from this. Okay, we said some things yesterday on the show collectively. All three of us said the same thing, and then Mike Valeni said the same thing.
All three of us said last man standing.
Yeah, and then Valeni went on board as well. So this is, I don't think this is being homerish. I think people outside might say it. But when we're looking at this, we try to be as objective as possible.
We try.
And I feel like we are. And I just can't get over what happened in the NFC Championship game. This team was good enough to get there and good enough to win that game, and they didn't because of bizarre set of circumstances.
Some otherwise rudimentary plays weren't made.
So I don't think we should run from saying things like Super Bowl. Embrace
it. We can say it.
There's an expectation.
It's a chesty fan base. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback next. We got a...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.